This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Marie Kondo, she of Tidying Up fame, is a thing again. Her Netflix show that you might have heard of, following up on her 2014 best-selling book, Get Rid of Things That Don't Spark Joy, is her catchphrase. And it turns out there is a whole lot of joyless stuff out there. Thrift stores are reporting record-breaking donations. But purges on the scale of what Kondo is talking about can be challenging and expensive for people who live in big cities, because it's not like they can just stick stuff down in the basement or up in the attic, most of them, right? So for city folk who choose to tidy up, where does their stuff go and who pays to get it there? Marketplace's Lila Goldstein reports.
It's nearing midnight, and Rashawn Aways is desperately trying to get rid of a drafting table that retailed for $300. She's struggling to offload it for $65. She's also trying to ditch a shelving unit, two leather armchairs, a wooden table. That's on top of three bags of clothes she's already donated, all inspired by Marie Kondo and an upcoming move.
I was like, okay, this changed my life. I'm doing it. I'm going to follow her method.
But in New York, there's deciding to get rid of something and actually getting rid of it.
I mean, these are huge things, you know? It's not like you can disassemble them and it'll be fine. They won't fit an Uber XL, you know?
A Waze buyer finally shows, almost 2 hours late.
Is it cold?
Extremely.
But he's empty-handed.
Do you have us tools?
He doesn't have tools.
You don't have tools?
She doesn't have tools. So they just stand and look at each other. A Waze starts sifting through drawers and asking the doorman for help.
So we can have the letter L.
Allen key.
Yes.
You have an Allen key.
Yeah.
But after some failed attempts with an ill-fitting Allen key...
No. It's not it.
They decide he'll have to come back another day.
It's kind of tragic.
These tragedies are part of why some New Yorkers end up just trashing things that don't spark joy. Textiles make up 6% of what's sent to landfills from New York City. And the Department of Sanitation says every day its workers pick up items that could have been donated or reused. Leaving stuff on the curb is just so much easier than cramming bags of junk into a packed train and lugging it up subway stairs.
Salvation Army, how may I help you? Yeah, two bags of clothes?
The Salvation Army is among a handful of charities that will actually come and pick up used clothes and even furniture. And it's a huge operation. In a massive Midtown warehouse, there are metal carts filled with donation bags, wooden pallets topped with stacks of TVs, and a row of at least 10 mattresses. A fleet of trucks comes and goes 5 days a week. Fred Muse has been with the Salvation Army for over 30 years.
It is expensive to keep a fleet going and employees and all the wear and tear on the trucks.
20 trucks, 20 paid drivers, plus dispatchers and warehouse staff. Parking tickets alone cost about $3,000 a month.
And here we are picking up somebody's television that we might be able to put into our store and get $50 for.
He says the higher value donations end up making pickups worth it. But some items simply can't be sold at all.
We've gotten caskets, prosthetic limbs. We got ashes one time, somebody's ashes. I just reached over and saw this. You know, this machete. So we get it all.
Yeah, someone donated an actual machete. Other unusables sit on a heap on the loading dock. The Salvation Army has two additional dump trucks just to haul that joyless junk away. I'm Lila Goldstein for Marketplace.